Bhagavad Leela, Chapter 39, Akura's Vision. Akura has come to Nandagaon to take Krishna and Balaram to Mathura for the wrestling match. And this is text 13. When the damsels of Braj heard that Akura had come to Braj to take Krishna and Balaram to Mathura, they became extremely distressed. Their life and soul was Krishna. Now they're hearing that Akura was coming to take Krishna away from them. Some gopis were so pained in heart that their faces turned pale from their heavy breathing, and they're so anguished that their dresses, bracelets, and braids became loose. These are symptoms of mental anguish. Their faces became pale due to sighing, which was caused by the torment in their hearts from hearing the bad news. And they started to shiver in their limbs, and the shivering of their bodies caused their clothes and ornaments to slip off. Other gopis stopped their sensory activities and started meditating on Krishna. They lost all awareness of the external world, like those who had attained the platform of self-realization. And still, other gopis fainted simply by remembering Krishna's words, which were decorated with wonderful phrases and expressed with affectionate smiles, which deeply touched the young girls' hearts. The gopis were frightened at the prospect of even the briefest separation from Mukunda. So now, as they remembered Krishna's graceful gait, his pastimes, affectionate smiling glances, heroic deeds, and joking words, which would relieve their distress, the damsels of Braj were beside themselves with anxiety at the thought of the great separation about to come. The gopis gathered in groups and spoke to each other, their faces covered with tears and their minds fully absorbed in Achyuta. Tossed by the waves of prema, the gopis spent the night in the grips of such sanchari bhavas as fainting, gaining external consciousness through the strength of the sanchari bhava of anxiety over whether they would ever see Krishna again. The gopis eagerly gathered at dawn in great longing before the door of Nanda Maharaj's palace. The gopis feared even a moment's separation from Krishna. Now they were devastated, thinking about the approaching lengthy separation. Meeting in different groups, they began to converse. The verses of chapter 39, verses 19 through 31, the acharya is referred to as Viraha Gita. Or Viraha Git. They're expressing their love and separation. Text 19-31. Sri Gopya Uchu. Aho vidattas tavanakochitaya samyojya maitriya pranayena dehina tams chakritartan vyanakshyapartakam vikriditam terpaka cheshtitam yata. The cowherd damsels of Braj said, O Providence, you have no mercy. You bring embodied creatures together in friendship and love, and then senselessly separate them before they fulfill their desires. This whimsical play of yours is like a child's game. Vishwanath. O Creator, your act of injustice is astonishing. Creator. What is so unjust? You don't have one drop of mercy. This is very unfair. Creator. How have you concluded this? How? You bring people together in friendship and intense mutual exchanges of mind, life, and intellect. And then you separate them without fulfilling their desires for enjoyment. Neither is there any purpose served by this act of separation of yours. Thus, your whimsical act is just like the play of a child. Yastvam pradarshya sita kuntalavritam mukundavaktram sukapolam unnasam shukapanoda smitalesha sundaram karoshiparokshyam asadu te kritam. Gopi said, having shown us Mukunda's face, framed by dark locks and beautified by his fine cheeks, raised nose, and gentle smiles, which eradicate all misery, you are now making that face invisible. This behavior of yours, Providence, is not at all good. Providence, you should not compare me, the grandfather of everyone, to an inexperienced boy. Fearing such a response from the Creator, the gopis said, you give sorrow to the souls of this world. Though you are the Creator, you show us the beautiful smiling face of Mukunda, which removes all suffering, and then you make it disappear. That is very bad. Kurastamakrura samakya smanash chakshurhi dattam harase patagya vat yenaika deshe kila sargashoshtavam todiyamadrakshma vayam madu dvisha. O Providence, though you come here with the name Akrura, you are actually very cruel. For like a fool, you're taking away what you once gave us, those eyes with which we have seen, even in one feature of Madhudvisha's form, the perfection of your entire creation. Providence replies, Akrura is taking Krishna to Mathura, not I. The gopis reply, yes, though you are cruel, you have come with the name of opposite meaning, Akrura. No one except you could do such cruel work of taking away something that you had given. You are taking away the same eyes which you gave us. Like a foolish person, ignorant of piety and sin, takes away a gift he has previously given. Creator, but I have come to take Krishna. Why do you speak about your eyes? Gopis, the case is that by your taking away Krishna, we will become blind. And thus, you are taking away our eyes by this act. What else will we look at with these eyes, which have seen the pinnacle of all beauty in the face and eyes of Madhusudan? Therefore, we will all become blind. Nananda sunukshana bhanga soridha samikshate na swakritatura bhuta vihaya gehan swajanan sutan patims tadasyam addo pakata navapriya. Alas, Nandanandan, who breaks loving friendships in a second, will not even look directly at us. Forcibly brought under his control, we abandon our homes, relatives, children, and husbands, just to serve him. But he is always looking for new lovers. Vishnu, the gopis said, alas, alas, Krishna is the sole object of our love and the cause of our life. But he's being indifferent to us. Why are we blaming the Creator? How has Shyam broken our strong bond of love? Friendship broken in an instant cannot be real friendship. Though Krishna has brought us to the point of death, he does not even look at us. He has decided to go to Mathura for his own happiness, even though we will continuously cry and then eventually die. To become Krishna's maidservants, we gave up our homes, husbands and sons. But now, he is giving us up and going away to find new lovers because we have become useless. Thus, in this life, we achieved nothing. We left our husbands and we lost Krishna. And the next life, we will suffer for having broken the laws of Dharma. Sukham prabhata rajaniya mashisha satya babuvu purayoshitam dhruvam yasam pravishtasya mukham brajaspate pasyantyam pangot kalita smitasavam. O gopis, the dawn following this night will certainly be auspicious for the women of Mathura. All their hopes will now be fulfilled, for as Brajapati, the Lord of Braj, enters their city, they will be able to drink from his face the nectar of the smile emanating from the corners of his eyes. Vishwanath, the gopi said. Ah, this is so astonishing. While we have become unfortunate, the ladies of Mathura will become supremely fortunate. This night will have an auspicious morning for the Mathura Ramanis, but an inauspicious one for the Braja Ramanis. The blessings given to those ladies of Mathura by the Brahmanas and their long-standing aspirations and sankalps have now been fulfilled, where ours have become frustrated. The Mathura Ramanis will relish the intoxicating nectar of Krishna's smile emanating from the corners of his eyes, which intimate a variety of confidential rasas. Instantly, the women of Mathura will abandon their propriety, shyness, and fear to accept those hints of Krishna. Then, at a suitable time, unseen by others, those ladies will directly and fully drink the nectar of Shyam's face. Tasam mukundo maramanju bashiter krihita chitta paravanmanasvaya katam punarna pratiyasyate bhala ramya salajja smita vibramer brahman. O gopis, although our Mukunda is intelligent and very obedient to his parents, once he has fallen under the spell of the honey-sweet words of the women of Mathura and been enchanted by their alluring, shy smiles, how will he ever return to us unsophisticated village girls? Vishwanath, one gopi said, perhaps Krishna will stay in Mathura for a few days and then being attracted by our love, he will come back to Braj with his parents. The second gopi replies, O foolish woman, you don't know the truth. Listen, though Krishna is obliged to his parents, when he becomes overwhelmed by the honey-sweet words of the Mathura Ramanis and bewildered by their shy enchantments, how will he return to us? Why do you give useless hope to the minds of us village women who are devoid of beauty, arts, and strength? First gopi, that may be, but you should have faith that Krishna will return out of a sense of duty when he intelligently remembers his parents. Second gopi. But Krishna will become so bewildered by their shy smiles and amorous suggestions that he will forget all of that. Adya dhruvam tatra drisho bhavishyate dasharhabo jandaka brishni satpratam mahotsava shri ramanam gunaspadam drakshanti ye chadvani devaki sutam. When the darshahas, bojas, andakas, brishnis, and satvatas see Devaki Nandan in Mathura, they will enjoy a great festival for their eyes, as those who see him traveling along the road to Mathura. After all, Shyam is the darling of the goddess of fortune and the reservoir of all transcendental qualities. Vishnu. Today the people of Mathura will attain the bliss that the Brijvasis had. There will be a festival for the eyes of the darshahas, bojas, and others, as well as all those who see Krishna traveling on the road to Mathura. Metadvidasya karanasya nama bud akrurit yetad ativa darunha yosavanas Shwasya sudukitam janam priyat priyam neshyati paramadvana. That person who is doing this merciless deed should not be called akrura. He is so extremely cruel that without even trying to console the sorrowful Brijbasis, he is taking away Krishna, who is more dear than life itself. Vishnath. In this verse 26, the gopis are cursing Akrura, saying, he has not consoled even one of the Brijvasis who are suffering on the brink of death. He hasn't even said to anyone, I will bring Krishna back and present him once again to you. This Akrura, he will accrue the sin of murdering the Brijvasis. He is taking Krishna, who is more dear than our life, to a far away place where we cannot go. Anardradir esha samashtito ratam tamanvamicha torayanti dhuramhada gopa anobi stavirer upekshitam devam chanodya pratikulamihate. Hard-hearted Krishna has already mounted the chariot, and now the foolish cowards are hurrying after him in their bale guttis. Even the elders are not saying anything to stop Krishna. Today, fate is working against us. Vishnu. O gopis, just see how Akrura has come to Braj and spread his cruelty in all directions. Though seeing us crying, the hard-hearted Krishna simply sits on the chariot. Sridham and other coward boys are following behind Krishna in a cart. But they've also become foolish because they are unaware that when Krishna does not return to Braj, they, like us, will also die in separation. Even the elders are doing nothing to stop him, and thus they are neglecting their own lives. Today fate has been very unkind to us. If fate was acting favorably, he would have produced some obstacles to stop Krishna's going to Mathura. Thus we can deduce that the Brijvasis will no longer live. Nivarayama sumupetya madhavam kimno karishyan kula vridda bandhava mukunda sangan nivisharda dushtya daj daivena vidvam sitadina chetasam. Let us go directly to Madhav and stop him from going. What can our family, elders, and relatives do to us now that fate is separating us from Mukunda? Our hearts are already wretched, for we cannot bear to give up his association even for a fraction of a second.
Vishwanath.
After discussing everything thoroughly with one another, the gopis became emboldened and openly revealed the ecstasy swirling in their hearts. They said, "Let us go right up to Krishna, pull at his clothes and hands, and insist that he stay here with us. We will tell him, 'Our dear one, oh, exclusive darling of our lives, get down from the chariot, get down. Don't bring upon yourself the sinful reaction for murdering so many women.' But if we do that," said other gopis, "seeing the extreme boldness of us, who are girls of respectable families, the people will ridicule us, and the village elders will discover our secret love for Krishna and abandon us. Seeing all this, our friends will also reject us." "But what can they do to us?" replied another gopi. "Yes, our lives are already wretched now that Krishna is leaving. We have nothing to lose." "That's right. We will remain in Braja's forest like Vandevis, and then we can fulfill our true desire to stay in the forest with Krishna." "Yes, and even if the elders and our relatives punish us by beating us or locking us up, we can still live happily, knowing that Krishna is residing in our village. And besides, some of our girlfriends who are not imprisoned in their homes will cleverly find a way to bring us Krishna's prasadi pan, garland and garlands, and in this way we can remain alive. But if Krishna is not prevented from going, then we will all surely die." Yasyanuraga lalitasmita vaga mantra lilava loka parirambana rasa goshtam nitasmanakranam iva shanada vinatam gopya katam natitarema tamodharantam. When Shyam brought us to the Rasamandala, where we enjoyed his affectionate, charming smiles, his delightful secret talks, his playful glances and embraces, we passed many nights as if they were a single moment. Oh, gopis, how can we possibly cross over the insurmountable darkness of his absence? Vishwanath. Gopis said, "There are other reasons for stopping Krishna also. During the Rasa dance, we enjoyed his affectionate, playful smiles, attractive, intimate talks, and secret meetings. Without Krishna, how can we cross the dark ocean of separation, whose far shore cannot be seen? In the bliss of Krishna's company, 1,000 nights passed in a moment. But in the misery of Krishna's separation, each moment will feel like 1,000 ages. Yugayatam nameshena chakshusha pravishayatam shunyayatam jagatsavam govinda virahename. How will we find the strength to pass the many nights that now await us in the future? Yo nakshaye vrajamanantasaka parito goper vishan krura rajash Chritala kashrak venam kvanam smita kataksha nirikshanena chittam shinot yumamrite nukatam bhavema. How can we exist without Ananta's friend Krishna, who in the evening would return to Braj with his coward boys? At that time, Uttaragoshta Lila, Shyam's hair and garland were powdered by the goduli and the dust of Braj. As Shyam played his flute, He would captivate our minds with his smiling, sidelong glances, Vishwanath. Gopi said, "Oh, gopis, moreover, we will die this very evening. At the end of this day, Krishna, that friend of Balaram, would vibrate his flute upon returning to the village of Braj. And that time he would gaze upon our breasts and captivate our hearts with his sidelong glances. How will we live without Krishna? If we do not receive that glance this evening, how will we maintain our lives?" Sri Shukuvacha Evam Bravana Virahatu Rabrisham Vrajastriya Krishna Vishakta Manasa Visrinjalajam Rurudusmasu Swaram Govinda Damo Dharamaraveti 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 Govinda Damo Dharamaraveti. Shukadeva Goswami said, after speaking the Viraha Gita, these words, the Brajaramanis, who were so attached to Krishna, Krishna Vishakta Manasa, they felt extremely agitated by their imminent separation from Shyam. Forgetting all shame, they loudly cried out, "O Govinda, O Damodar Madhav!" The gopis gathered together to make Krishna get down from the chariot. But due to the pain of separation, the Brajaramanis could neither move a step nor utter clear words. So they simply said, "O Govinda, please take all of our thousands of senses, such as our mind and eyes. They are going away in your association, so please be merciful and take them. Let our senses remain joined to the bull of your mind, and thus protect them and do not neglect them. If our bodies are not suitable for meeting with you, and you do not return to us, then right here, right now, we will give up our bodies. O Govinda, O Damodar, if you desire, you may incur the sin of murdering women, but don't kill that mother of yours, Yashoda, the divine queen of Braj, by whose love you even allowed yourself to be bound with ropes, Damodar. Yashoda will surely die if you do not return within 2 days. Please do not incur the sin of matricide. O Madhav, husband of Lakshmi, you are not our husband, but you are our boyfriend. As her husband, you would not be at fault if you protected us or even destroyed us, because after all, we would be your property. But we are the property of others. Therefore, you should not allow yourself to commit the sin of destroying another's possessions. Yashoda was repeatedly assured by Nanda and the coward men and her peers, the elderly Brajagopis, that she didn't have to worry about her Yashoda Dulal, who was very eager to see the festivities of the Danur Yajna. He was going to Mathura in the company of his father. They comforted Yashoda by saying, "When the time comes, Nanda Baba will feed Lala, and then Lala will sleep comfortably in his father's lap. After a day in Mathura, Krishna will surely return with his father. Why should we be in anxiety, Janani?" The coward men loaded their offerings for Kamsa on their wagons, and then Krishna sat on the chariot. And with his glances, he made the gopis somewhat happy as he turned to face them while sitting on Akura's chariot. Seeing the life heirs of his darlings about to leave their bodies, Krishna spoke to them with affectionate glances, saying, "Oh, my beloved girls, do not be sad. After satisfying these people in Mathura, I will quickly return to you." The gopis became happy, and their legs started to move, and they followed the chariot with the gopas, who were blissfully walking behind Akura's chariot. Yet hoping to receive an instruction from Krishna, the gopis suddenly stopped walking behind the chariot and stood still. Although Krishna had consoled them with his compassionate glances, the gopis also desired to hear his words as well. He consoled them by sending a messenger with his loving promise, "I will return." Seeing the gopis burning in torment, through his messengers he sent thousands of assurances to increase the gopis' faith so they would regain full consciousness. His messages were full of compassion. Krishna said, "Oh, Vrajavalas, I will return quickly. As your hearts are breaking at the thought of our separation, my heart too is also breaking. I am dependent on you. When with the tongue of my mind I lick the sweet liquor of your smiling sidelong glances, which are rarely found in all the three worlds, my life becomes fruitful. If I do not return the day after tomorrow, then both you and I will lose our lives. But if I live because of a long lifespan or because of expectations of reunion, this life will be more painful than a million deaths." Thus, Krishna solaced the Braja damsels with words imbued with the nectar of pure love. A chariot moved on, and as long as the flag on Akura's chariot was visible, the gopis sent their minds after their departing beloved while remaining standing still on the road. To the people around them, the stunned gopis appeared like painted pictures. Giving up the hope that Govinda would turn around and come back to Braj, the gopis left that spot on the road. They gave up the idea that Krishna was just fooling them and would actually come back. They passed their days in extreme sorrow.